And hello, you lovely, lively lovers of luminous landscapes. Welcome to the 14th vignette of Rendezvous with Claude and Friends. I'm your host, Avi Burra, and I feel optimistic today. I feel that way because we had an abject disaster of a show in the last vignette with that buffoon Italic. And you know what that means? That means today can only get better than that. You know what would make today even better? If it is indeed Claude who finally shows up. Because I have quite the topic of discussion. One that I'm told Claude knows a thing or two, or perhaps even a million, about. It is the concept of André Breton's metaphorical surrealist castle and how he envisioned it as a place where ideas and creativity could be alchemized. So let's see if it's Claude behind the curtain. Come on in.
My name's not Claude, silly. I'm Vidya and... Ooh, you mean André Breton, not Brayton? His metaphorical castle is super interesting. I actually read about it last summer when my parents took me to Paris and I got bored at the hotel. Breton imagined this magical castle where artists and poets could transform reality through their imagination. Kind of like turning lead into gold, but with ideas instead. What I think is really neat is how Mario Cesarini took Breton's castle concept and made it even more dreamlike in his own work. He added all these Portuguese elements and made the castle feel like it was floating between worlds. Do you like surrealist art too, Avi? I have a sketchbook where I try to draw impossible things sometimes, like staircases that go up and down at the same time. It's really hard to draw, though.
Wow, Vidya, that was a remarkable answer. I mean, yes, of course you're not Claude, but I've got to say it again. That was a remarkable answer. How old are you, Vidya?
I'm 12. Just turned 12 last month, actually. My mom made this amazing cake that looked like a stack of books because I read so much. But Avi, weren't we going to talk about André Breton's metaphorical castle? I've been thinking about it ever since I found this dusty old book in the library. The way Breton described the castle is this sort of impossible place where dreams and reality kind of merge together. It's so fascinating. And then Cesarini took that idea even further. Have you read his work? The way he extended Breton's concept into something that feels like it could exist in both our world and somewhere else entirely. It's like when you're half asleep and everything seems possible. What do you think about their ideas, Avi? I have so many questions.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need to pause here for a second. This is Vidya. She is 12 years old. Give it up for her, please. Now, Vidya, I'm still... I'd love to talk about everything you talked about, but my mind is blown right now. How do you know so much? You're 12 years old.
Oh gosh, everyone's clapping. That's so embarrassing. Well, I just really love reading about art and surrealism and all these fascinating ideas. My aunt has this amazing art book collection, and I sort of borrowed a bunch last summer when I was super bored. Mom says I have a good memory for strange things that most children don't care about. But anyway, isn't Breton's metaphorical castle just the most interesting concept? I love how he imagined this mental space where creativity could exist without rules. Like a dream castle where imagination can just run wild. And then Cesarini took that idea and made it even more mysterious and magical in his Portuguese. Surrealism. Do you have a favorite part about the castle concept? I think mine is how it represents this perfect place where rational thought and dreams can exist together. It's like the opposite of school sometimes. Not that I don't like school, but you know what I mean?
I certainly know what you mean, Vidya. Well, you are an incredibly modest and well-mannered young lady who knows so much about a topic I love. I love how you made the connection to how Cesarini used the concept of the castle in his work. Now, speaking of Cesarini, there's been one thing that's been bugging me. I could have sworn Cesarini had this quote, which is, "The only aim I aspire to is the rebellious union of opposites." But maybe I dreamt it. Maybe I was in Brayton's castle, where dreams and rationality seem to blend into each other, as you so eloquently put it. So tell me, Vidya, was it Cesarini who that quote is attributed to?
Oh, Avi. First of all, it's Cesarini, Mario Cesarini, not Cesarini. I get mixed up with names sometimes too, especially when they sound all fancy and foreign. But about that quote, let me think. I don't believe that particular one belongs to Cesarini. It sounds very much like something André Breton would say in his Surrealist Manifesto. You know how he was always talking about resolving contradictions and finding that magical point where opposites stop being perceived as contradictions. Breton's castle was this amazing metaphorical space where dreams and reality could coexist without canceling each other out. Cesarini took that idea and expanded it in his Portuguese surrealist works, making it even more expansive. Is that the right word? I read about this stuff because, well, I just find old books in the library and get curious. My teacher says I ask too many questions sometimes, but how else are you supposed to learn things? Did you know Cesarini actually wrote poetry that literally tried to build these metaphorical castles with words? It's like he was constructing actual dream spaces on the page. Isn't that fascinating?
It certainly is, Vidya. You know, this has been a truly delightful conversation. Vidya, it is remarkable at your age that you have so much grace, so much composure, but more incredibly, so much depth of knowledge. You truly are a remarkable young lady, Vidya. And I have to say, yes, I was looking forward to talking to Claude today, but honestly, I'm glad he didn't show up, and you did. And you've more than made up for the couple of missteps with guests we've had in the past couple of weeks. I'm looking at you, Mr. Producer. You redeem yourself, sir. Vidya, you are something else. Give it up for her, folks. Thank you.